Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to Corner's Corner, everyone. Tonight's a little different episode. I've had a bad couple of days, and I wanted to come on and do a show because this makes me feel better, being able to help people. So I'm hoping that this will help y'all, and I hope y'all listen to it and enjoy. We're talking about how we feel with the mental pain we go through with these disorders. It's very rough on us. It's very tough. Our family and friends, they don't fully understand us, which makes things more difficult. Then we have things like has happened in our country again the last few days. Really gets everyone. It really gets the best of people. Sorry about that. So you just turn down. It makes our pain even worse and stuff. So I just want to do a show this evening and kind of talk and thank my friends for being my friends and people that care. If any of y'all want to call in and talk to me, the number is 845-277-9427. First off, I want to thank every single one of you. And there's a lot of you to mention, so I'm not going to mention no names. But I don't think every single one of you that responded to my post yesterday or last night about me not doing well. You folks don't know how much that cheered me up and made me feel so much happier. You know, when you're in a predicament like all of us are in, really, and you're kind of... I'm not popular by no means, but you're kind of in a spotlight like myself by doing radio shows. I know a lot of people and people listen to my shows and so forth and so on. Sometimes we just really get really down and feel like that we just don't have people around us because we can't always see, you know, I can't always see who all listens to the show and so forth and so on. So it makes it kind of difficult. And really cheered me up a lot, y'all leaving the comments and being there for me. It's heartwarming. It's heartfelt. I love it dearly. And I love every single person in the chronic pain community. Every single one of you, just like you're my own family. You know, it's hard enough in this world, but not having friends and family and loved ones. It sucks. And then, you know, we go through so much on a daily basis with doctors and everything else and our pain and our mental status and everything. It's very hard. It is very hard on us. And, you know, I like the fact that I had numerous people comment and, hey, if you need us, we're here. Just call us, text us, or whatever. And I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, every one of y'all. It's been a rough weekend on me. Not really sure why. It's just mentally, it's really been bad. Just feel like I want a break, but I keep keep poking along, you know. Doing what I like to do. So, you know, I give y'all advice on how to take care of yourself mentally, you know, by listening to music and so forth and so on. Sometimes I need to take that advice to myself, like I did last night and today, and it has. It's helped me out a lot. And I usually don't do shows on Sunday nights, but tonight I felt like I needed to do a show. just to get on here and ramble around, I guess, but that's what I want to do. And I want y'all to know that, you know, I do take this stuff very serious, and I do hope we find a cure for all the disorders, not just one, all 150 plus of them. You know, starting tomorrow night, Lauren's going to start doing radio shows with me, or with us, I should say, on Monday nights, and it's going to be on Lyme disease. We're going to try to do these every Monday night because the Lyme community is in desperate need and desperate help. So we're going to try to reach out and give as much help as possible to the Lyme community and the CRPS community and every other community we can. Hopefully, here soon we'll be getting back on the EMS community. I'm waiting to hear about that. So, you know, folks, I want to say that, you know, many of you commented on my comment last night, and I ain't figured out why y'all won't call the radio show. But I guess you have a reason. And I don't want to force no one to call the radio show. I want people to do it because that's what they want to do or feel like they're led to do. But anytime anybody calls, just like with my brother, I never mentioned his name. We will keep it confidential, confident. Don't let nobody know who you are unless you want to know. But, you know, we need to stay strong in this community. It is very hard right now. A lot of us are having a lot of, you know, issues of our own, and causes a lot of stress. Then when you have family and friends that don't understand what you're going through, tends to make it a little bit harder. So it's not easy. That is for sure. But I really wanted to do the show to let people know that I care about them, and I really appreciate your thoughts and comments and feelings towards me. It means a lot. I do this out of my pocket, and like I said before, I don't make money off of it. I do have the GoFundMe account to help pay for the show, but that's all it does. It pays for the show. It doesn't go in my pocket. I don't spend it on anything else but the radio show. And that's only because it's tough to live, you know, on disability, as we all know, and pay your bills too. It's very hard. But I do this out of the kindness of my heart. And Brian helps with, and Wayne helps. We all do it for the kindness of our hearts. We want to bring this community together and try to make the best of it, do the best we can. It's not easy in this world nowadays. I just had an incident with a neighbor over a friend of mine parking his semi on the street. Me and the guy sat there and talked for the last 30 minutes, very respectful. And we worked things out. That his wife came up and she started yelling and cussing and screaming at me. And I told her she needed to leave the property. And she kept cussing me on the way to the street, but she was leaving the property like I told her. And then her husband walks up. Me and him shook hands and talked man to man and talked about a lot of things and got things worked out. And I told him, I said, I got no problem moving it. But it kind of got my anxiety up, but I learned how real quick to grab it and make the best of it and have a good conversation with the guy, and really respected what he had to say and him as an individual. And we just need to do more of that, folks. We need to do more of that. And second of all, this really doesn't have anything to do with chronic pain. But I am going to say this. Because what I have seen in New Jersey, New York, and Minnesota disgust me. And we need to be protecting ourselves and watching our backs at all times. At all times, folks. Stay safe. Please stay safe. And my prayers and thoughts are with the people in New York, Minnesota, and New Jersey. very tragic. Luckily, I don't believe anyone was killed from what I understand. So that's a good thing. The people was injured. Innocent people. I pray for their speedy recovery. And the thoughts are with their family and friends and loved ones. And anyone else that was affected by that. It's very sad. I'm sorry I got off track, but I did want to mention that. I meant to mention it at the beginning of the show, but as usual, I get sidetracked. But as part of having CRPS and 5-0 and Lyme and everything else, you your train of thought gets kind of crazy sometimes. So here we are. You know, I am going to reach out to my friend Lisa and try to do another show on CPS. Excuse me, and maybe the next week or two. I really want to get them rolling and get them the help they need. It's very interesting. It wouldn't be pleasant to have CPS for no reason, but I think it's kind of interesting to learn about different disorders. I like learning about some of them. So, you know, I want to do that. We're still going to be doing Wednesday nights for CRPS. Thursday nights will be EMS eventually. But back to what I'm talking about. How do we deal with the mental, I'm going to say mental breakdown, because that's pretty much what it was like. It was I felt lost. I just felt lost. It all started from a little episode with my family here at home. I'm not going to go into great details because I know it wasn't meant to be done. It was, and I felt like I was being pushed aside. I felt lonely, empty, lost. And, I made a comment on Facebook, and a few people started posting on it, and then it's just more and more and more and more and more, and I was like, unbelievable. I couldn't believe how many people responded. And I didn't do it for attention. I did it because I want to be able to know that I have people I can count on. And I do. I have a very good following of people and the great individuals. And I appreciate every one of you. And I hope if you ever get down like I was the last few days, that you definitely reach out to me, because I will be there to help any one of you at any given time. You know, these are things that we go through. But I want to tell you, I want to talk about the shows, doing the radio shows. People might not think it takes a lot to do these shows. And it's just click a button, sit here and talk on a microphone. It plays mind games with you. It plays with your mind very bad, because you're talking about different things all the time. You're talking about people that are hurting, people that are suicidal, people that are damaged and destroyed for life and just don't know what to do and which way to turn. You know, it's not easy. It's really not. It takes a toll on you. And sometimes you just need to know that you have friends there. Just because you're friends with somebody on Facebook does not mean that you're friends with them. You know, friends, someone you could talk to. Most people, I'll say a lot of you, yes, but not everyone. But you know, I know who my friends are. I know who to reach out to, and they know who they can reach out to. I just feel like this is a very important part of our life, because we're struggling. There's no doubt about it. We're struggling. We're struggling every day with life, doctors, medical bills, insurance, you name it. And that's not pleasant. And a lot needs to be done. And we're trying to come up with things to do. Brian's come up with a real nice idea of sending a letter out to doctor's offices that, you know, people say that they need more information. very good idea on Brian's part. And I've been included in that letter. And I'm very grateful to Brian and to everyone else for being part of that. It's to help others. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to quit the fighting, quit the baby antics, acting like children, and grow up and be a responsible adults. And, you know, help one another. Be there for one another. Help somebody when they're in need. When you see somebody post and they're having a very hard time, be there to help them. You know, it's not easy, folks, and we all know that. But we can help one another. It's not going to hurt none of us to help one another. You know, it's not. So we just need to continue helping one another and being supportive and trying to make the best of our life. It's not easy. It's not. But we can do it. We can pull together and we can do things and we can make things work. As far as, you know, treatments for different things, with bee venom therapy, we have the red light therapy, we have the floating, the oxygen therapy, ketamine, nerve stimulators for CRPS. We have quite a few things going in our favor. You might not think so because it's not a cure. There's a lot of things out there for relief. And I feel that we more people need to get into experiencing that and finding something that really does help with their disorder. Lyme disease, same thing. You got bee venom therapy. I'm sure the red light therapy would help with the pain, at least. These are things that we're processing, you know, in the process of researching more. We're like everybody else. We get tired, and sometimes we just got to stop and take a break. And that's kind of where I'm at. I really need to take a break, but I really don't have the time to take a break because I got to keep helping others. And that's what I feel like I need to be doing. So I'm going to keep doing that. But, you know, I like I said, you all have been very supportive of me and my show, and I'm very grateful for that. And together, we are going to make a difference. That is going to happen. You know, I was going to do an hour show. I'm kind of running out of things to say, so I'm going to probably make it a half hour show. But this was something that I felt like I needed to do. I wanted to personally come on air and thank every one of you that have been there for me this weekend. It really, truly means a lot. I might not have wrote you guys or all of you. It does not mean that I didn't talk to anyone. And I do appreciate it. Very much more than you'll probably ever know. And I, instead of just writing it out like I did and saying thank you, I wanted to come on my show and say it because this is where I feel most comfortable now. Believe it or not, I couldn't say that 6 months ago, but I can say it now. It's funny how that works. But, you know, please follow my show on Blog Talk Radio at Coiner's Corner. The way you get all the shows, you can, or like my Facebook page, Coiner's Corner, and you can get all the shows there as well. From the first show to the last show, all shows are recorded, and usually takes about 30 to 45 seconds. Say if after the show's, you know, takes about 30 minutes after the show's done before it's recorded. And once it's recorded, if you click on it, you know, the arrow will take you to another, like another screen or something. And sometimes you have to hit play again. And it takes about 30, 45 seconds to get to play. but it will play. So be patient. You know, I got different, all kinds of different songs that I can put on. I'm probably going to switch that up here soon. I'm getting tired of the same one. But, you know, we're strong, and we're going to make it. And as a country, we're weak, but we can be strong again. And I want to talk about this just for a minute, because this really, really bothers me. And a lot of people are either Republican or Democrat. Me, I like voting independent. I like being independent the way I pick who I want. But I've seen what the Democratic Party has done to our country in the last 8 years. And I'm not the least bit happy. They've taken God out of our country. They've taken the Pledge of Allegiance away. The national anthem is a joke to people anymore. There's no love in this country. And we need to put the love back in this country. And we need to start saying God bless the USA again and being happy and loving our country. And thank you to all the men and women in the armed services, every one of you, past or present. Well, because of you, we wouldn't be where we're at today. So thank all of you very much for your hard work. Very, very much. More than you will ever know. And I think this maybe is what's bothering me, is I see our country is just like, it's lost. It's just lost and sad. This used to be a great country. We used to be proud to be USA. Not no more. Not no more. And that needs to change. It needs to change, and it needs to change now. We need to start standing up for our rights and our freedom and taking charge. So I'm just about done with this. I just felt like this needed to be done. So with that being said, you guys, have a great Sunday evening. And before I do that, and a couple other things I want to do. I want to mention a few things. I want to mention I'm lost. I don't know what I want to mention. Some groups that we have, that I have. We have putting the fire out on CRPS RSD. That's Brian's group. You'll feel free to join it. One of my groups that we're really trying to get up and running is helping chronic pain with bee venom. You folks do not know how big this really is. This is a very big, big thing. I know being stung by bees doesn't sound pleasant, but I've heard some really good things about it. And it does work. And Amber Rose was on just the other night and did a show with us. And went, you know, full details about it. And I just think that it's great. Helps with the pain, helps with MS, all kinds of stuff. It's just it's great, and I think more and more people need to join it. But I mean, that's up to you as an individual if you want to join or not. But it's a lot of information there, and we will be adding a lot more information in the near future. I just have too many groups. I have a lot of them. And also you can join my group, Chronic Pain Warriors. Chronic Pain Warriors is my it's my chronic pain group. It's been around for some time now. It's 1,013 members. So a lot of information there for you. Posts have to be approved because I'm pretty much the only administrator in there. So kind of keeps me busy. But you guys feel free to join any of these groups. And also, I want to mention one more, if I can find her. Where is that? CRPS. Yeah, CRPS RSD Warriors. My good friend Wendy over there. Wendy's a great, great individual. And they're doing some really good work there. So please, please, you know, if you're not in one of these groups, please join. These are a few of the, a few of mine and a couple friends groups that that are really good. And I know they are. And I want to see people in good groups where they get good information. There's a lot of good groups out there. All of the information in all these groups, I don't agree with. Of course, you know, none of us do. But I'm not going to talk bad about any groups because these people are trying to make a difference and trying to help, and I totally respect that. But and don't forget, I say this all the time. I say our newsletter, but Putting the Fire Out newsletter comes out every month in your email. Don't forget to sign up for that. If you don't know how to sign up, check in my group or putting the Fire Out CRPS RSD. It's in their group too. You'll find it or contact me, and we will get it for you. So I think that's all the housekeeping things I needed to do. This was just kind of a little spur of the moment deal show. Just wanted to come on and talk a little bit and let everyone know kind of what's been going on the last few days. Still working through some issues, but I'm going to get there. I will get there. I will make it. I see Sunday night's not a good night to do shows, that's for sure. I think everybody's sleeping. It's early. It's only 8:27. We have a whole another half hour to go. But I'm going to end this tonight. I'm going to say thank you to all you people that have offered to help and have helped me this weekend. Again, I greatly appreciate you, and I appreciate your thoughts. With that being said, I'm going to end the show. Good night. God bless, and take care.